Good morning. Welcome to our worship of the Lord on this day after Christmas as we continue in the Christmas season. You might note that the Advent wreath is gone because Advent is over and we are in the 12 days of the Christmas season. So welcome to you all for this time of worship. Really only two announcements to share with you, and they are extremely critical ones. The church office is closed tomorrow. The church office closes at noon on Friday. That's all you need to know about the week here at the church. So please be aware of that and touch base with the office on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. In our worship of the Lord this morning, we're going to read from Psalm 148. It is a psalm of praise that He alone is to be exalted. So Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His saints of Israel, the people close to His heart. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we come into this time to praise You. We thank You for the holy gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who we celebrate in this Christmas season. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for salvation through Christ. Lord, receive our worship, hear our praise, our gratitude, our thanksgivings, as we worship and sing and praise You. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen.
Please stand if you are able and let us sing our opening carols. They are number 125, Joy to the World, and then followed by number 133, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
Let us affirm our Christian faith together through the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
So we come into our time of pastoral prayer this morning. Two updates to the Joy's concerns and requests on the back page of the bulletin. Sharon Von Dalen did come home from the hospital, so please continue to pray for her. And Dean Beck is now a resident at Fairlawn, and his family wanted to share that with you and ask for your prayers for his time of transition. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, we come to you in this time of worship on this day after Christmas, recognizing that in the day after Christmas, we still have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that it just because we've celebrated in its past, Jesus continues, for he is forever. His eternal essence and nature is the true blessing of Christmas and Easter wrapped together. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your eternal care. We thank you for the truth of your holy word that guides us and guides people into a right relationship, that they would have salvation through Christ the Lord. Lord, as we continue to worship, as we enjoy further gatherings around Christmas with family and friends, Lord, may the joy, may the peace of the season continue to reside in our hearts and in our minds as we worship you, as we walk with you. Lord, you know that we have talked about the darkness of the world. We have talked about the shadow of death these past few weeks. And in the reality of the birth of Christ, the light of the world, dispelling that darkness through the light. Lord, we thank you for Jesus as the light of the world that lights the hearts of those who are faithful and believe, so that as we go out into the world, we are shining brightly. We are shining Christian lives and love to others. Lord, help us to remember that we are always yours. And we pray that our actions, our words would be a blessing in your kingdom this day and forward. Lord, in the darkness of the world, there is illness and there is sickness, there is quarantine, there is violence, there are all kinds of troubles that represent that darkness from the sinful world. And so, Lord, we pray in the light of Christ that through the power and the healing of your Holy Spirit, you would bless Sharon and Callie and Cameron and Kristen and Leah and Jody and Ann and Gretchen and Denny and Matt and Dean. We pray that you would bless them, that they would know of your presence with them, that you would give them that continual time of healing and perseverance and patience. Lord, as we pray for them, we pray for all, for those that we know and do not know. We pray that there would be just a time of refreshment and renewal throughout your world, that people would come to know you through Jesus Christ, through the ministries of this church and ministries of Christian churches around the world, that we would proclaim Jesus as Lord. And as our Lord, He has taught us how to pray, praying together, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." I invite children to come forward for the children's message. First again. Hi. You each have red on this morning. You're looking good. Hi. I brought some things that I want to talk to you about in my little bag here. Here's a hat. When we're going to go outside to play or to work in the winter when it's cold, we have to put our hat on. I'm not going to really put the hat on because it'll mess up my hair. It really will mess up my microphone, not my hair. But we have to put our hats on. We have gloves. You know, people that don't like winter have to put these things on. Those of us that enjoy winter, who cares? Who needs these things? But we put these on when it's really cold outside. We also have some other kind of things we have to put on. Here's a pair of safety glasses. We can put on safety glasses and earmuffs. Have you ever had to put on earmuffs?
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah. What do? They make it quiet. So we put these things on, and we're going to work with tools. I'm hoping to put these on because tomorrow, and hopefully I can split some firewood. But we have to put on safety gear to keep us safe. Well, when we put things on like this, it reminds us of one of the teachings from Colossians chapter 3, when Paul tells us to put on compassion and put on understanding and put on patience and wrap them all together with love. So just like we put on stuff for cold weather or stuff for work, we put on our clothes, we're supposed to put on the Christian attributes that Paul wants us to live in. Now, when we go inside, we take the hat and the gloves off. When I stop working, I take off the earmuffs. But the Christian characters that Paul is talking about, we're supposed to have on all the time. We never take off the love that we have for God and God's love so that we can be compassionate and understanding and filled with His peace and His patience. So we got to wear those all of the time as we interact with one another. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the teachings of Scripture, and I pray that as these three children continue to learn more about Jesus, Lord, may they have these clothes, these Christian clothes put on as they interact with one another. In Christ we pray, amen. Yeah, I know you lost a tooth yesterday jumping on the sofa, so now you're missing two front teeth, and there's a special song just for you. But we're not going to sing it right now. Ask your dad to sing it later.
It's called My Two Front Teeth.
You've already heard it.
All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Next year. We enter into this service of remembrance on Memorial Sunday as the final Sunday of the year. As a Christian church congregation, we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. And through Christ's victory over death, through His resurrection from the tomb, and by His ascension into glory everlasting, the Bible assures us that He has gone ahead of His followers to prepare a place in eternity for each believer. In our worship of God as a congregational family this morning, we thank God for the true gift of salvation and the great hope and promise of eternal life. Hope and promise that enable us to celebrate the joy of life even while still mourning the earthly death of family members and friends. In this time of remembrance and celebration of life, we light four memorial candles. The first candle is lit to remember Christ's death and to celebrate His resurrection. The second candle is lit in remembrance of the members of St. John's who have died over the past year. We light the third candle in memory of those who died this past year and whose memorial service was held here at St. John's, or whom I shared in the funeral services. And the fourth candle is lit to honor the memory of relatives and friends of yours who died during the past year. As I share the name of each person we are remembering this morning, I will share some thoughts from the memorial service and obituary of each person as a way of remembering the life and the essence of each person. Bob DeVries was born on September 6, 1946 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, one of five brothers. Bob graduated from Archbold High School in 1964. He married his soulmate, Carol Knapp, on August 12, 1967 in Archbold, where they built their home and family together. The couple was blessed with one son, Michael. Bob worked at ConAgra Foods until he retired in 2014. In his free time, Bob enjoyed golfing, time with family, and going on adventures with Carol. He was an active member here at St. John's and with the Archbold Lions Club. Bob was a man of humor who never knew a stranger. Bob entered into eternal life on December 31st, 2020, at the age of 74. Suzanne Spies was born on April 22nd, 1925, the daughter of Jacob and Blanche Slaughter. Susie and her sister grew up on a farm in German Township. She graduated from Archbold High School in 1943 and in 1947 from Ohio State University with a degree in dietetics. Susie married Wayne Spies in 1948 and was a lifelong member of St. John's. The couple had five children: Richard, Priscilla, Nanette, John, and Philip. Susie's career spanned 43 years as a dietitian for Detweiler and Fulton County Health Center and served several years as dietitian at Fairlawn. She was active in 4-H, Farm Bureau, Women's Guild, and she and Wayne enjoyed a lifetime of travel. Susie enjoyed summers at the family cottage at Hamilton Lake and enjoyed reading. Suzanne entered into eternal life on January 17th at the age of 95. Vernon Niemeyer was born on April 19, 1929 in Putnam County, Ohio, one of four brothers. He graduated from Pandora High School in 1947. Vernon was in the bowling business for 53 years, owning lanes in Montpelier and then Newarch Lanes in Archbold. Before then, he also owned his own construction company and was an avid and experienced woodworker. Vernon was married to Beatrice, the late Judith, and then the late Mary Lou, and he had five children. Vernon entered into eternal life on February 2nd at the age of 91. Ledema Jane Short was born on October 20th, 1917, near Archbold, the daughter of Jacob and Elizabeth Spies. Jane was one of seven daughters born to Jacob and Elizabeth. She was a 1934 graduate of Archbold High School. She started her teaching career in a one-room schoolhouse and then taught first grade at Delta, Zone, Elmira, and retired from Archbold Elementary School. Jane married Wilmer Bill Short on September 29, 1940, and the couple was blessed with one daughter, Sue. Jane enjoyed farming, her flower and vegetable gardens, summers at the lake, and was a lifelong member of St. John's. Jane entered into eternal life on April 30th at the blessed age of 103. Wallace Dane Bossa was born on October 1st, 1928 in Freedom Township. He married Pat Omler on April 2nd, 1954, and the couple had one daughter, Mary. Wally served in the U.S. Army during the Korean conflict. He worked at Ernst Biermann Construction, Mel Lanzer Construction, and then in maintenance at La Choy and Fairlawn. Wally was part of the construction crew that built St. John's Church building and volunteered on many projects at the church in his retirement years. Wally entered into eternal life on May 28th at the age of 92. Rich Purcell was born in Wauseon on October 7, 1948, and was the father of five, including Jay Purcell. Rich worked for fleet maintenance for ThyssenKrupp Logistics in Toledo. Rich entered into eternal life on June 14th at the age of 72. Lois Wiles was born on August 14th, 1943, in Bluffton, Ohio. She married Bill Wiles on December 17th, 1966, and the couple had three daughters, Kim Wiles Walker and her sisters Carrie and Kelly. Lois was an elementary school teacher for 30 years, retiring from Paulding County Exempted Village Schools. Lois was a member of the Auglaize Township Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, the Ohio National and Paulding County Retired Teachers Associations, and was a member of St. Paul United Methodist Church in Defiance. Lois entered into eternal life on July 14th at the age of 77. David Leitner was born on September 17, 1934, in Springfield, Ohio, one of four children born to Oscar and Ruth Leitner. David married Nancy Jo Keen on July 12, 1959, meeting her in church after he had returned home from serving in the U.S. Marine Corps during the Korean conflict. The couple had three children, Lisa, Todd, and Mark. Over the course of his life, David was an EMT, a volunteer fireman, sheriff's deputy, and a founding administrator at Northwest State Technical College, now known as Northwest State Community College. Finance was his strong point in working at a vocational school, two technical colleges, and two different school districts. David had a heart for the Lord, going on cross-cultural mission trips, and served as a lay minister for a number of years. David entered into eternal life on September 21st, at the age of 87. Dwayne Hayes was born on January 1st, 1945, in Wauseon, Ohio, the last of five children born to Robert and Tressa Hayes. Dwayne grew up on a farm, helping in the family chicken operation. He graduated from Archbold High School in 1963 and married his high school sweetheart, Linda Greiser, on June 19, 1965. The couple had two daughters, Kim and Robin. Dwayne worked 40 years for the Ohio Gas Company, retiring in 2009. Dwayne enjoyed countless summers at the lake, winters in Florida, and volunteering with Habitat for Humanity and other mission projects. Dwayne enjoyed athletics, captaining his pontoon boat, laughing with family and friends, and not a day went by that Dwayne didn't eat his favorite food, ice cream. Dwayne entered into eternal life on September 23rd at the age of 76. Mert Kinsman was born on December 3rd, 1941 in Wauseon. He was the youngest of five sons born to Charles and Mabel Kinsman. He married Judy Ashelman on September 7th, 1963, and the couple had three sons, Rod, Lynn, and Mike. Following Judy's death in 2006, Mert married Sue Steiner on November 17, 2007. Mert's early adult life included farming and working at Miller Gas Company. Then in 1989, he and Judy started their own family business, Kinsman Propane, working alongside all three of his sons in the family business. Mert served on the Fulton County Fair Board for more than 20 years. Mert entered into eternal life on September 28th at the age of 79. Jack Spotts was born on October 10, 1932, in New Holland, Pennsylvania, the only child of Walter and Elsie. He married Joanne Palmer on January 9, 1954, and the couple had four children, Kathy, Craig, Kurt, and Julie. The family moved to Archbold in 1967, working at Souder Manufacturing, where he eventually took the position of plant manager. Jack enjoyed carpentry and drafting, as a result of his education through Thaddeus Stevens Trade School in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He used those skills for several years to volunteer in designing and building accessible ramps through the Fulton County Senior Center. Jack was an active volunteer and leader here at St. John's and enjoyed time at their cottage at Bird Lake. Jack was known to be a jolly jokester and enjoyed connecting with people. Jack entered into eternal life on November 14th at the age of 89. John Lovejoy was born on June 19, 1965 in Fort Hood, Texas, the oldest son of Paul and Joanne Lovejoy. John graduated from Archbold High School in 1983, working for Souder Forecraft after graduation, before working for his Uncle Ted at the wastewater plant until he decided to manage the Archbold Dairy Freeze for a couple of years. He returned to the wastewater plant until his retirement in 2019. John and his wife of 34 years, Rhonda, had four children, Brad, Mike, Mandy, and Justin. John was a member of the Archbold Fire Department for 18 years, served on the Fulton County Fair Board for 10 years, and was an active member of Archbold Evangelical Church. John enjoyed working on his Farmall tractors in his free time. John entered into eternal life on November 27th at the age of 56. Catherine Graber was born on August 24, 1933 in Henry County to Howard and Zelma Lee, being one of three children. She was a 1951 graduate of Ridgeville High School. She married John Graber on January 18, 1958, and the couple had four sons, Wes, Doug, Steve, and Gary. Catherine was a homemaker, raising their four sons and being instrumental in teaching all four to know and accept Jesus Christ into their lives. She was a selfless person and enjoyed feeding people. Catherine taught children Sunday school for many years at Pettisville Missionary Church and was a member of the Gideon's Auxiliary. She helped with book work at Archbold Equipment and worked at the Dough Box Bakery later in life. Catherine entered into eternal life on December 2nd at the age of 88.
Let us sing the first two verses of My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. It is number 405 in your red hymnals.
Let us bow in prayer. Eternal God, everlasting Lord, creator, redeemer, and sustainer of life, we humbly bow in your presence this morning, praising you for the gift of life and thanking you for your eternal care of the people that we are remembering this morning. We pray that those who grieve and mourn will be blessed with your comfort and with your peace. May the sure and certain knowledge of salvation and everlasting life through belief in Jesus Christ as Lord bring hope to all. Fill us with the promise of the resurrection that we may join all the saints who sing your praise. To you, O God, we pray. Amen.